So, Josh, are you Batman?
I'm Batman.
Excellent.
Actually, I'm mild-mannered...
Bruce Wayne.
Bruce Wayne.
Mild-mannered
mild-mannered philanthropist Bruce Wayne.
Okay.
Who's also a playboy and a technical genius.
Yes.
Was he a technical genius the latest film?
No, he had Lucius Fox to do all that. That was Morgan Freeman.
But he was
Nelson Mandela.
He was a gruff-talking dude, though.
Yeah, he was.
We should probably talk about games.
He is also gruff-talking in this game.
Yeah. The Arkham Asylum.
Yes. I feel that although this is called Arkham Asylum, it's quite similar to the Christopher Nolan films.
You think?
I think in some ways it's like a lot in common with the earlier Batman films. Like the Riddler in it is definitely the Jim Carrey Riddler.
Yeah, true. I think there are elements for all of the Batman films. I think that the Batman of this game, though, is way more confident than any of the other Batmans that you've seen on film.
Yeah.
Like, he knows exactly what he wants and how he's going to do it, and he's assured all of the scared people around him so far in the game that he's going to sort this situation with the Joker out and so forth.
Yeah, and at the same time, you've been playing a hell of a lot of games where Nolan North does the main character.
Yeah,
recently.
And he doesn't... Yeah, and the expression Batman always has a plan seems very true now in comparison to that.
You are the one having the plan.
Yeah, that's right.
So how does this fit in with the comics? I'm not sure if any of us would know this, but...
Let's not ask that question.
I've never been into DC comics at all, so...
What's a comic?
Yes.
I don't know.
It's what people did before video games were invented.
It's just a still unplayable flat video game.
I see. And you have to...
Oh, you mean a motion comic?
And you get about two minutes of it once a month.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been a while since I played it now, but the one thing I remembered is how awesome the kind of the aesthetic is to the whole thing. Like, it just feels, for want of a better word, gothic and awesome.
Yeah, I think it does.
Gothamic.
It does a good job. It kind of succeeds that without straying into Tim Burton territory. There aren't spooky gates everywhere. It's
choruses of children.
I think the bit that I just stopped playing was when you get into the courtyard of Arkham Manor.
Yeah.
And I think it does start playing some like children choir music. So.
Awesome.
Yeah, I got a bit sidetracked at that point by trying to go around solving all the riddles.
Oh, there's so much stuff to do in that game that isn't playing it. That isn't beating dudes up and solving the plot.
Some of it wasn't awesome. Like, the Riddler things I found kind of a bit... Like, once you found out what they were, you're like, oh, yeah. But, like, some of those I doubt that you would ever find on your own.
Some of those I'll probably have to show you where they are so you can give an idea of what it's asking you to do.
Oh, that's fine. I don't care that much about that stuff. I'm more interested in going through the campaign and seeing what the story's like, because it seems pretty cool so far.
Yeah.
Was there ever any DLC for it?
Wasn't there some exclusive DLC for the PS3 version? Like some Joker?
You could play as the Joker
or something? Or
how on earth would that work?
I think it was a challenge.
Oh,
thing.
Right, okay.
It was funny actually, because before I started playing, I was like, "Oh, I've seen the intro to this game. I remember what happens." Like, it starts off with the Joker tied up in the middle of the street, and Batman arrives in the Batmobile and takes him away. But then that didn't happen. I was confused, and then I realized that that's what happens in Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe. Easily confused.
Quite a similar looking Joker in that, actually.
Yeah, yeah. He's kind of lanky and gaunt, and
I think he had a print screen.
Yeah.
Was that one voiced by Mark Hamill as well? I guess he wasn't.
God, I have no idea who voiced him. But he was a similar sounding Joker as well. He's definitely the same kind of thing.
Mark Hamill does an excellent voice in this, though.
Yeah, there's so many different variations of each of the baddies at this point that you're like, oh, it's that Joker.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that one. In fact, in the written biography, it talks a little bit about the Joker's origin is unknown, and it says that he may be a failed comedian, a broken family man, and all this stuff. And I realized that it's talking about three separate
streams
of continuity. Like, one of them is the Alan Moore one from Killing Joke, and then one of them is from one of the Frank Miller comics, and I don't know what the other one is, so...
You do know about comics, you lie. So are you going to keep playing this game?
Yeah, I really liked it. The combat's nice and satisfying and feels quite heavy. You feel like I'm really messing those guys up, especially some of those slow motion between, like, kneeing them in the face and...
breaking their arms and stuff.
Yeah, and I rightfully chose the move that let me string people up from the ceiling, like you told me to. And that seems...
weird how that works.
That seems fun so far, so I'm looking forward to doing a bit more of that.
The stealth isn't bogging you down too much?
No, I like that. I feel very predatory and dangerous in that.
I'm Batman.
I'm Predator.